Father, we bless your name and we thank you for this day of breath, Father God, the Raha breath of life, Father God. And we thank you for the declarations. We for you our petitions. We decree and declare it's the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation to take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine a protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord around and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families. We decree and declare fruit of good works this day. We decree and declare to we move, live, and have our being. We see and declare right relationships. Let's open up the lines and bombard heaven with these prayers and petitions. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together, Lord God, and continue this prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the power of prayer. We thank you, Father God, for the power that you give. Lord God, we thank you for all that has been revealed during this prophecology, Lord God, and all the things that you will continue to reveal, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and that of no sorrow, Lord God. We thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, just for the blessings that you're running upon your people, Lord God. We thank you for the light and illumination, in, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for our gifts, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the new entrepreneurs that are coming forth in this season, Lord God. We just thank you for the enrichment and the enlightenment that you're giving your people, Lord God. We thank you for your man servant for answering the call, Lord God, 20 years ago and continuing to answer that call, Lord God, that you put upon him, Lord God, for your people and even for your prophets, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're bringing forth in this earth, Lord God. I thank you for all of the things that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. I thank you for blessing those, Lord God, blessing us, Lord God. I thank you for by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the declaration of the sick for saying I'm healed. I thank you, Father God, for the declaration of the weak to say I'm strong, Lord God. I thank you for the declaration of the poor to say that I'm rich, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. And as prophecology ends, Lord God, I thank you for traveling mercies, Lord God, and allowing everyone to make it back to their homes and to their destinations carefully and safely, Lord God. I just thank you for blessing those, Lord God, that have participated in this weekend and those who did not wasn't able to attend, Lord God. I just thank you for allowing the residue and the favor to fall over on them, Lord God. I thank you for the overflow. I thank you for the life that you came to give us in more abundantly, Lord God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing for your people, Lord God. I thank you for the vision that you're giving your people, Lord God. I thank you for the health that you're giving your people, Lord God. I thank you for the awareness that you bring into your people, Lord God. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you, Father God, just for the newness, Lord God. I thank you for the birthing house, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're bringing forth, Lord God. I thank you for the great mighty move that you're bringing to your people, Lord God. I thank you for your word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord God. And I thank you for the prophets, Lord God. I just thank you for this time. I thank you for these things that you're doing, Lord God. And then let us, Lord God, continue to go forth and replenish the earth and be fruitful and multiply, Lord God. I thank you for the forgiveness that you give us, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, for what we not know what we do, Lord God. I thank you for blessing those that curse us, Lord God, and blessing those that bless us, Lord God. I just thank you for touching all of those who are on the prayer list and giving them the desires of their heart, perfecting those things that concerns them. I thank you, Father God, for just giving us the comfort, giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding and the sweet sleep, Lord God. I just thank you for the mighty move that you're getting ready to make, Lord God, in this season and for many seasons to come. And thank you for the breaking of the generational curses and the new life and the new things and the latter rain that you give your people. And Father God, I thank you for loving me, Lord God. Thank you for loving me, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. It's in Jesus' name I pray. I thank you for even allowing me to get to prophecology, for following and being obedient to your word. And I'm your vessel, Lord God, so continue to use me and speak, Lord. Continue to speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just said thank you again. For your grace, my God, is sufficient, and your strength has been perfected in every area of the lives of us as your people. We thank you, Father, for your blood that cleanses. We thank you, Father, as we continue, Lord, to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And, Lord, that you will exalt us in due season. We thank you for, my God, your covering, my God. Father, even in Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, and first, my God, and leading lady, and pastor and prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, as you're strengthening, you're releasing your healing, my God, of restoration, my God, and seeing them stand complete, my God, in divine, my God, and perfected that which you concerned them. We give you thanks, Father. My God, for the new things you have birthed for, even, my God, for the another assignment that are up ahead. We thank you for your angels already gone forth. We thank you, Father, that you have made the crooked path straight and the rough places plain and smooth. We thank you, Father, that you have opened doors that no man can shut, Father, and shut doors that no man can open. We thank you, my God, for ordering our steps, my God, every area of our lives, my God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your angels, even now in the time, my God, touching prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father. Even, my God, Lord Jesus, the company of prophets. Father, that you are still globalizing the prophetic. And, my God, we thank you for your blood that is making a way. My God, we thank you for the ground, my God, is already prepared, my God. Even though during the exercise, my God, the ground is already prepared. And, my God, and we thank you. The harvest truly spreading forth. Father, we thank you for the laborers you're raising up to send forth in the fields, my God. Father, under your command and under your watch, my God. We thank you, Father, for your shield of protection. My God, covering every life, because you're still our eternal refuge. On each everlasting, we thank you that the needs already supplied, we see it by faith. And we call it forth, my God, from the east, west, north, and south. And we thank you, Father, for the angels already assigned, my God, to heal even those in hospitals. My God, those who are far. My God, we thank you, Father, that you're traveling with them. And Lord, we thank you for your presence, my God, that remains, Father, even with your servants and your presence, that we go back with us, my God, to the different and several countries that we came from, my God. We thank you, Father, for the gathering of the people and the prophets, my God, that, Father, the impartation that took place. We give you glory and praise, Father, for the blood that seals it, my God, in any kind of steel, because, Father, when he sees the blood, he has to pass over. We thank you for long-lasting life, my God, and longevity of life. And, Father, we thank you for restoring all things. By faith, my God, we're thankful for opening our eyes of understanding. And we're thankful for touching every heart in every life, my God. And we're thankful for the turnaround, my God, with just a thank you, Father, that your blood is covering every home, every, my God, the fledgling, my God, we cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Every home represented will find you, but we're dispatching your angels even now, ministering angels, Father. As Father, you continue to minister strength in every area as we give you praise, honor, and glory, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And we say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for this night. I thank you for the midnight cry. Thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Jordan, I thank you for the space that's created that we can come to you on one accord to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for your witness, your using me as a witness and a testimony for who you are. I thank you for the miracles that you perform daily for each and every one of us, Lord. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, who heals all people, especially those on the prayer request list. You know them by name, each and every one of them, and you know their needs, and you know their situations, Father. And I thank you for the angels who covers us all in warfare. And I thank you for your blood, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, for your Bible. And I thank you for delivering the young people from slavery and from human trafficking. And I thank you, Father God, for the gift of opportunity that you give us right now. And I thank you for prophecology. We really enjoyed it, Lord. It was a true blessing to be around the prophets worldwide and hearing the different Master Prophet and Bishop Womack and the Amates. Daniel and Samson. It was great, their teaching, their ministering to us, the prophetic words that came forth, to know that God has his mind on each and every one of us and what his plan for us is just amazing, and I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you for Bishop and Pastor being a yes for ministry, to globalizing the prophetic. And I thank you for your son being a yes to save all of us, Father God. And I thank you for, the fivefold ministry that will prepare people for who you are in your word, the Bible. And I thank you for revealing who your son is, Father God, the revelation of knowledge. Thank you for clarity and wisdom and peace. I thank you for just being humble to be an open vessel just so that you can use me, Father God, to show your people who you are and me representing your light, Father God. I thank you for meditating, being able to meditate, and your people worldwide to be able to meditate on your word day and night, because that's where freedom comes and comfort comes and happiness comes and joy comes and wisdom comes, Father God. And I thank you for sight beyond sight. I thank you for favor. I thank you for a clean heart. I thank you for the hedge of protection of the elderly and the children. And I thank you for the protection of the slaves in Libya, Father God. And I thank you for healing the families in Florida that was devastated with the shooting there and the schools
And I thank you for just loving us, Father God. I'm just so excited and grateful that you're bigger than any situation we could ever have. And as long as we continue to trust you, Father God, and put you first in our lives and your kingdom, we'll be all right. I thank you because you are our Savior. We shall never want for no good thing. And I thank you for that, Father God. I give you all the honor and praise, Father God, as you continue healing relationships in families as they serve you daily, and the hedge of protection over my son Kevin and all the truck drivers worldwide that's traveling to and from different states. I thank you, Father God, for Paul and Meek Mills, Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills. Continue giving them safety and favor in the prison, and I thank you for their early release, and I thank you for your host of angels. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another wonderful opportunity to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord. We thank you for our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. We thank you for all the company of prophets. Lord, we thank you for an awesome weekend. We thank you that you helped us learn about our past, our present, and our future. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to speak life, Lord. We bind all negative thoughts, actions, speech, anything negative that come against us, we bind it, Lord, and we thank you that we lose your favor, increase, harmony, healing, and prosperity. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all the opportunities that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful people that we met over the weekend. We thank you for all of the speakers, Lord. Continue to cover them as they go. All of the people that came to Prophet Kaji, continue to cover them as they come and go, Lord. We thank you for your anointing that always breaks the yoke, Lord. We thank you for all the prayer requests. Lord, continue to bless and continue to increase, Lord. And we thank you for a whole nother level, Lord. We're just so excited about the weekend. Just another opportunity to Archbishop and Pastor Devery that given us to express, to give thanks, to show the appreciation for everything that they've been doing for us and the way they cover us, Lord. And I continue to look over them, continue to guide them, continue to increase them. Lord, we thank you that everything that comes off their lips, blessed and increased, Lord, and everything that they put their hands on is always blessed. So we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. Continue to cover us all. Continue to teach us and speak to us and continue to learn us. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day to come before your presence. Father, we thank you for a dawning of a new day. Father, we thank you for strength. We thank you for love and success. Father, we thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. Father, may your healing angels permeate their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For we know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, we claim victory right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for even as you're expanding our minds that we will move forward with boldness and confidence. Know that you are surely our way. Father, we thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barron. Father, we thank you for all the mothers worldwide. And we thank you, Father God, that even as you're covering the homelessness in this season, you're covering our elderly, Father, you're covering our children worldwide. Father, we just thank you for the covenant that we have with you. We thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around them as they travel to and fro. Father, we thank you for educational favor. We thank you for real estate miracles. Lord, we thank you for debt cancellation, even restoration. Father, we know that in this season we're moving forward. We are excited for our new assignments. Lord, we decree and declare prosperity. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Father, we thank you for marriages. Father, cover the marriages in this season. Father, we thank you for a listening ear and an open heart. And we ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we stand with the whole armor, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the preparation of the good, of the gospel of peace, of the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, God, the prayer and supplication in the Spirit, Father God. We speak and utter, Father God, what we need to, calling on you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for Ephesians 6 and 12 and 13, Father God. For we do put on the whole armor, Father God, for each and every day, Father God, there are different situations that might try to come up against us, your children, Father God. But we're trusting on your word, Father God, and we're prepared, Father God. We thank you for guiding us in this hour. We thank you for protecting us in this hour, Father God. For the weapons that we use are not carnal, Father God. And we thank you for every spiritual gift, Father God, and every armor, piece of armor that we put on, Father God. I thank you for, God, those who are standing with us on this line that are connected, who are standing for their families and their loved ones and even themselves, Father God, against illnesses, against racism, against hatred, against sickness, Father God. We come up against the devil, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. And even those who stand with me in my family situation right now, I'm holding up my stepfather, Ronald Blake, Father God. For what man says, God, is not what you say, and I'm trusting you, God, in this hour, Father God. Also, Carolyn Bird and Melanie Murphy, Father God, and Boy Jarvis family, the people who are mourning people and family members, Father God. I stand with them with a company of prophets here, Father God. The Blake family, prophetess Pastor Mascarene Cohen, Father God, continue to move and strengthen her body. Pastor prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God, continue to move and strengthen her body, Father God. For we thank you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day, and this blood will never lose its power or strength, Father God. We thank you for our leader, our prophetic leader, our prophetic teachers, Father God, that help us, Father God, to go day to day, Father God, to encourage and inspire us, Father God, as we're soldiers in this army and giving us more education on the prophetic that we need, Father God. We bless your name, for we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in everything, Father God. Thank you for covering our homes, Father God, as we are not in our homes, Father God. We thank you for the protection and any ungodly negative thing that tries to come against us, our home, our family. We break that curse and we cancel them out in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I want to thank you, Father God, for financial favor for all of us, Father God. Thank you for the seeds that you're giving us that we're able to put into the ministry to building up the kingdom, Father God. Thank you for Master Prophet, Father God, for touching him, and Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, for not aborting her son, Father God, that we may all be here, Father God, called to be prophets in even this order, Father God. I thank you for every prophetess and prophet on this line right now, Father God, that you continue to move through them and strengthen them and give them a word, a rhema word, a right now word, Father God, that will pull down the strongholds, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for even the people receiving me over here, God, in this foreign land, Father God. May everybody that we come in contact with, us prophets all over the world, may they be blessed. May they see you and not us, Father God. And may we be vessels continuously used. We give your name the honor and the glory, the praise. We love you. We love you, Father. We love you, Holy Ghost. And we love you, Jesus. We love you. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Glenda Freeman. You may be praying on mute. Prophetess Glenda? Well, amen. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Father, we give you the glory that we are able to pull down strongholds of sickness, strongholds of disease, strongholds of lack, strongholds of divorce, strongholds of bitterness, strongholds of addiction, strongholds of depression, strongholds of mental illness, strongholds, Lord God, of perverse acts, strongholds, Lord God, of generational curses. We are pulling them down in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus against all of these things, and we plead the blood of Jesus against every act of witchcraft. We reroute every attack, every counterattack. We dispatch your angels, Lord God, to usher your people home safely as they go on the highways and the airways and the trainways, God, going home from prophecology. We decree and declare for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cover our archbishop, and we cover our first leading lady, God, and we cover the first family, God. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail against every counterattack. And we pray, Lord God, for the prophets, prophets Amaltang, God. We cover them, Lord God, and return unto them the virtue that they have released, Lord God, the release of deliverance, the release of healing, God, the release of blessing. We return to them a hundredfold blessing. God, strengthen them, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We rebuke death, dying, and disease. Healing is our bread. Healing is our portion. Healing is our promise. And we give you the glory because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress. You're our God. In you we trust. And we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in your law, God. In your law we meditate day and night. And we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season, and also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prosper. Lord God, we thank you that the enemy comes in one way but must flee seven. We thank you, Lord God, when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, come upon us to eat up our flesh. They stumble, and they fall. Therefore, we're not afraid by the arrow that fly by night, nor the noisome pestilence that fly by noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your royal priesthood. We are your holy nation. Lord God, we are your witnesses, and we shall build desolate places. We shall rebuild, Lord God, those areas that have been desolate and left barren, Lord God. We shall rebuild families. We shall rebuild communities. We shall rebuild, Lord God, and be a repairer of the breach. And we give you the glory for the anointing that flows. Even on this line, we bless everyone on this call. We bless every family that's represented. We bless every child that's connected to this ministry. God, we speak divine protection. We speak divine correction. We speak divine order in our lives, God. God, we bless every pastor in the order. We bless every leader that you've raised up. And we decree and declare that every need is met. We decree and declare that every bill is paid. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough and prosperity, great strength and great wisdom be upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. In every life, have your way in every heart, have your way in every family, Lord God. Bring us, God, into right divine alignment according to your will, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. People of God, I'm just so excited. I'm so full right now. I can pray all night because I feel like that right now. But we just thank God for his grace. And right now, yes, I'm going to ask Prophetess Olivia if she would give us the announcement.
Amen and amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. on his same number, which is 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. And you can join our Pop Life conference call at 12 noon. And also at 8 p.m., we'll have our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, Master Prophet's firstborn male son, who's a powerful man of God who teaches excellently the people of God. Then you can join us right back here on a powerful 12 midnight cry call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, right here on this number. And then if you like to sow your seed, because this conference call is just so powerful, the prayer call is just so awesome, you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com, www.pastorjordan.com. And it's just been an incredible evening. I'm all fired up for over this weekend as well. Pastor, Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Listen, Company of Prophets, Pastor Deborah thanks you and honors you for your faithfulness. Archbishop loves and appreciates you, and I love you to life. We cannot stand alone, and we thank you for your continued support and your faithfulness and being a yes, amen, standing, amen, for the people of God, standing for their breakthrough, standing for the answer, standing for their miracle. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful, safe journey home, and I will meet you on the next Midnight Cry. Peace and blessings.
God bless you as well. Love you for life.